Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Medium.com, the article writing website that's been famous with bloggers for over 5 years, is recently putting its foot down when it comes to AI. They have announced that AI-generated articles are not welcome on their platform. So today on the podcast, we're going to be diving into why this is an interesting move by the company, and I think more broadly, how this is going to impact AI and the AI space in general, what it says about the sentiments around AI. So without further ado, let's jump into it. So this news comes as they put out a statement saying, "We stand as a platform for human-created content." That's Scott Lamb, who's Medium's content director. And he argues in a company blog post essentially that, you know, readers have an inclination towards human, generated text instead of AI, of course. And I think a lot of people, like broadly speaking, have the same sentiment. I will say, though, that being said, a lot of times when we read AI-generated content, we may not know. Like, honestly, I think it'd be kind of crazy to have some sort of way to track, how much of the text we read on the internet is AI-generated that we think is generated by humans. Do I think that's good or bad? I mean, I won't weigh in on that. But I will say, humans having an inclination towards human-authored text, I think we do. But I also don't think we always know when something's not human-authored. And that... In a blind test, right, if you put the blindfold on and sip the Coca-Cola and sip the Pepsi, and everyone said they liked Pepsi better, even though Coca-Cola is more popular, I mean, I think you may find something similar with AI-generated text. Although, like, conceptually, I would much prefer the concept of human-generated text. It's way higher quality. A human actually had to sit there and put some thinking into it. But I think that's another kind of debate. In any case, while Medium doesn't actually outright ban AI-assisted writing, I think it's safe to say the platform is really not, extending a warm welcome to it. So in Lamb's view, text produced solely by artificial intelligence is a poor fit for Medium. He said, quote, "The very best AI-generated content is still bland, lacking in human insight, and riddled with subtle imperfections." So he really does not like it. And I think, I'm not saying all of the things he says are far off. The thing where it says is still bland, like, sure, if you just get a stock response from ChatGPT, it might be bland. But if I say, write it with an exciting, interesting twist and add puns and do blah, 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 I can make it quite an interesting, piece of work. So I really think that's just up to the prompting. That I don't think is fair. Then when he says that it is lacking in human insights, perhaps that might be fair. I mean, really, it's trained on human insight, so you can make an argument for that either way. I'll give it to him. And then riddled with subtle imperfections, that one definitely could be true, right? We know this thing, AI hallucinates. It's not perfect. There are imperfections in it. That being said, I would never, recommend someone get something generated by AI content and just spit it out there. I'd always say, review it as a human, get a copywriter to look over it, make some tweaks. But like, honestly, a lot of the times it's mostly pretty good. But anyways, that's just from my background, is that I've used AI to write thousands of articles for blogs on different websites and done, like, seen some really crazy success doing like SEO. And again, I know a lot of people think that that's controversial. Some people might not like that, but regardless, love it or hate it, it's possible, it's viable, and it brought a lot of business to the business I had. So inevitably, my motivation incentive was to continue doing it. And I think that's going to be the motivation incentive for most businesses, right? If they find something that works, people that read it, liked it, got a lot of traffic to those pages. And the most popular pages, we'd actually would go send a human writer to read over and add extra context and extra human insights and, spiff up the page, make it higher quality. But in the initial launch, it was all, almost exclusively AI generated. So you know, I've seen it be successful there. And of course, I think that's what they're trying to avoid at Medium, is to have like a ton, like a flood of AI generated content. And I actually think this is a smart brand move on their part, you know, saying like, we're just human generated. So when you go there, you feel like it's like kind of this elite, high quality place. Is that okay? So that's the thing from the branding side. So I do think it's smart probably on their side to say this. What I will say is that it's probably not possible for them to detect what's been written by AI, especially if you do a little tweaking or whatever. But let's get into that, because they do have some insights and thoughts on that. Medium's current filtering system, which essentially uses humans, is designed to intercept a significant amount of AI content and limit its distribution, right? That's their idea. If they see AI content, I don't think they're going to ban it, but they're just going to kill its distribution, not let it get distributed anymore. The platform is actively developing additional methods to detect AI-authored content, it says. But I will also point everyone to the fact that OpenAI, who is literally the creator of ChatGPT, created an AI detection software and then shut it down because it wasn't very good and they didn't do a good job and they found it was too difficult. So for many reasons, OpenAI shuts down their AI text detector, and they're literally the platform that generates the AI text. I think Medium's going to have a hard time. I've seen a lot of tools that that are like AI detectors, but literally if you just grab an article out of ChatGPT, throw it into, there's a bunch of tools that take your AI generated content and kind of change out some words in there. And then all of a sudden it's undetectable by AI. I've also done that, and I've seen really high success rates on that. So I have a hard time thinking Medium's going to be able to, like, if I was a, and I'm not saying this is good, I obviously don't like just tons of spam articles on there, but like if I was a spammer just trying to get tons of content on there, on Medium, for example, I'd run it through ChatGPT, then I'd run it through one of these tools that kind of spins some words in it and then post it, and it's undetectable virtually. So I don't think that they're going to be able to actually do that. Maybe their best bet is just, you know, saying we're going to limit reach and then people hopefully scare people away from stopping to try. Don't know if that will work, but in anyways, I think it's interesting. If you want to try experimenting with AI-generated content on your own personal Medium blog, you're still free to do so, they said. However, they just says, you know, they said like, you know, don't expect it to, you know, explode and get super big on the platform if it's just purely AI-written article. Medium, they said that they don't think AI is taking the place of, you know, human writers. And they said that, you know, that kind of content is going to only be distributed within the writer's personal network, meaning if you have an account on Medium and let's say you got 1,000 subscribers on there, you write it, you know, your 1,000 subscribers might see it, but they won't show it to anyone else. That's assuming they can detect the AI. I'm pretty skeptical of that. I'd be impressed, actually probably happy, if they can come up with a good tool that could do that. I'm just skeptical if OpenAI couldn't do it, that, you know, Medium would be able to. Although that being said, they could train, you know, they have like a massive data set of human written articles to this point. And so they could train an AI model off of all the content there. And I mean, perhaps that would be a way that they could, like, essentially they could train their own tool. And if they find one that really works, I guarantee there's gonna be a lot of other companies willing to license that. So it could be a big moneymaker if they could get that, if they could solve that problem. Medium does permit the responsible use of AI assisted technology as part of its kind of quote commitment to transparency and setting reader expectations. The platform actually requires that any AI-assisted story be labeled, so you have to say it's written by AI. This is actually something I've, you know, recommended for a lot of things, whether that's videos, images, or text. The same way that, you're required to say sponsored or hashtag ad on like an Instagram post if there's a sponsor for the product that you're talking about in there. I think, you know, saying hashtag AI isn't a horrible thing to notify that a post or content was generated by AI. Will people do that? Will people argue about that? Will lawsuits come? Inevitably. But I mean, I think transparency is always good. So that's my opinion on it. And I'm sure there's lots of different thoughts and theories on that. If AI-assisted text lacks a disclosure in the opening two paragraphs, Medium says that if they don't do that, or other AI-generated content isn't properly labeled, the distribution is going to be limited to the person's personal network and no one else on the platform is going to see it. So according to Medium's revised distribution guidelines, AI content must now be clearly flagged to be eligible for the distribution. What they're specifically talking about when they say distribution is the fact that your article, if it does really well on Medium, it can be trending on the homepage. They can send it out in emails, as newsletters to people. There's all sorts of ways that they kind of promote trending topics and trending pages. And in addition to that, they also have it where you can make money off of Medium articles if you put them behind a paywall. So I'd be curious to see what their policy is there, if they don't let you like put AI content behind their paywall and whatnot. So I think that this is going to be really, really interesting. I think that the progress in AI technology and kind of the associated tools are really prompting content platforms to kind of reassess and broaden their policing concerning AI. And I think case in point is image platforms like ArtStation and coding community Stack Overflow, right? They both are doing this. And the latter just found itself inundated with low-quality responses generated by ChatGPT, which essentially just led to Stack Overflow just banned any AI-generated responses on its platform. So Medium, too, I think fell victim to a wave of kind of AI-authored posts. When Medium sought, you know, the community's view on AI, it received kind of a mix of both positive and negative feedback. That's like, according to, you know, Scott Lamb, that's what he said in a blog post. And according to him, the digital world is currently undergoing a really seismic shift, and the possible implications of AI-generated content are both really far-reaching but also not super clear, and he thinks that they need to be addressed now. So in 2021, Medium transitioned to a new business model, which is essentially was incorporating paid content. And they're doing this, you know, so writers can monetize their content. Medium could make some money off of this. And the move at the time, back in 2021, you know, invited a lot of criticism from subscribers who were really reluctant to fund low-cost AI content through their monthly subscriptions, allegedly. So Medium has yet to respond to this concern, but made it clear that that's only the beginning. So as an initial measure, the platform is focusing on implementing a transparency policy. And I think this might be the first step. So perhaps the problem and the reason why they're doing all this is because there's, you know, the paywall where you have to pay to see certain articles or you get paid, right? So if someone has a subscription, they can see all of the articles, but the author's getting paid. And so I think the idea here is you could go make a Medium account, make it a premium one, so everything's paywalled, flood it with AI-generated content, and then people, without knowing, might click on your article to read about your topic or whatever, and then you're going to get paid for it, and then maybe halfway through they're like, oh, this is generated by AI, I feel duped, but then the AI author already made money. Maybe that's kind of the whole problem here. Lamb kind of explains their approach. He emphasized that as a technology and its applications continue to evolve, Medium's policies are likely to follow suit, and by fostering a culture of disclosure around AI-generated content, Medium believes it can empower its readers. And I think that even is interesting, right? Maybe if they have to put it in the first sentence or something and it's in the description, people won't even click on something if they see it's generated by AI, which of course AI-generating authors would be concerned about, but maybe people that don't want to read AI content would appreciate, especially if the author is going to get paid for it and they don't feel like they want to support that. So I mean, I always think that more transparency is better, so I don't really see much harm in that in itself. I think that text suspected to be AI-generated is essentially going to still be accessible via a direct link. So there is no like hard ban. People will still be able to write stuff and share it, but it's just going to have a little bit more disclosure, which I think is probably a good thing. It'll be interesting to see if other companies are doing this in the future beyond just Medium, Stack Overflow, and a few others, doing these, you know, outright, essentially, you know, not allowing or not really wanting AI content on their platform. So this will be very interesting to follow. You know, can you imagine if YouTube or some other platform did something similar? I think this would be very, very interesting space to follow in the future. Thank you for listening to today's podcast episode, breaking down how AI is impacting your industry. Today's episode is sponsored by AIbox, a no-code AI app builder and marketplace, which just launched a crowdfunding campaign. If you are interested in investing in a new AI startup, you can go to republic.com/AI-box. I'll leave a link in the show notes as well to learn more. The minimum investment is $150 and the maximum investment is $100,000. Until next time, have a fantastic day.